Beyond Cleveland, and we are talking with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Guardians on WEOL, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning. We must be beginning a homestand because it's raining.
Well, yes. Well, at least the Reds are the ones that we're going to... They're not doing too well this year, those Cincinnati Reds, are they, really?
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit. Yesterday, one of the crazy oddities of our sport, the Pittsburgh Pirates get no hit, but they still win as the Reds walk the bases loaded and ended up giving up a run on a fielder's choice and losing, and the Reds losing 1-0. So you throw a no-hitter and lose, you get no hit and win. That's an odd day at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah, yes it is, and that's why Tammy or heard from Herb Score. I heard him when talking references the other day. That's why you show up to the game to see it, because you never know what you might see happen in that ball game, right? For sure.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So
yesterday was a tough one for us. We 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, something that we had been one of the best teams in baseball here in the first 30 games of the year, doing some clutch hitting, and we just weren't able to get that done yesterday. It's a shame because Tristan McKenzie pitched an awfully nice ball game yesterday.
Yeah, and Shane Bieber came back with a vengeance, right? I mean, after that other start, he came back and wanted to show, hey, I'm still your ace on the mound.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No, he pitched tremendously. Got out of a couple jams, but great pitchers do that. Let's hope our starting rotation can start to fall into place. It's the strength of this baseball team, and we've just struggled a little bit in that department thus far. And when those guys all get it going, that'll be a real good sign for us.
Bob, what's the status of those in COVID protocol?
You know, I don't know. There's not really an update yet. I think we'll make some sort of announcement either late today or tomorrow morning, since it's an off day today, and we have another off day on Thursday as we play the Reds here Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a weekend series with the Tigers. But no real update. There was a thought that our hitting coach, Chris Valleca, could have rushed back to Minneapolis to be with the team yesterday, but that did not happen. So we shall see.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Guardians, what do you have planned for the folks who are going to be coming to the ballpark for this homestand?
Yeah, this weekend really is the first time that our promotional calendar is kicking in. Friday night, it's our first Sugardale Dollar Dogs plus post-game fireworks. There's a $2 pregame party in the district, courtesy of our friends at Miller Lite. And then a water bottle giveaway sponsored by Bally Sports on Saturday. Another $2 pregame party in the district. And then Kids Fun Day is on Sunday, courtesy of Cleveland Clinic Children's. Kids get to run the bases, something they haven't been able to access the field the last couple of years because of COVID protocols. So chock full of fun this weekend when the Tigers come to town. Check it all out at guardians.com.
Should be a lot of fun. And, of course, you know, Detroit not too far away, so some Tigers fans probably may be making the trek if they want to watch their team this coming weekend as well. But the Reds for a two-game set tomorrow. The weather's supposed to get better, I think, as well.
Yes.
So we hope for
this. Yes, it is.
So we're
waiting. Is indeed. Even though we're home and the weather is going to be better, it's going to be nice. A couple 6-10 starts tomorrow and Wednesday. Should be nice weather.
Yeah, well, we are now in the month of May, and it really turned to a lot warmer weather, so a lot of people are excited to get back to the ballpark as well. Now, Craig, you had said Guardians one game under 500. Bob, I'll tell you right now, when they get that one under 500, I'm thinking, okay, I'll take a breath maybe. That's where you don't want to get too far under 500. You want to stay a little bit above and make sure you're not going to get into some kind of a funk anytime soon. So
exactly. Well, this is a homestand, five games, couple ball clubs. We should win some series and get over that 500 mark for sure.
Yeah. Well, I know when I talked to Rosie on Thursday, I think we were still behind the White Sox somewhere along the way, but they kind of tanked a little bit too. So we're moving up on them, but wish we had done better against Minnesota, but we'll have plenty more chances against those Twins.
Yes, we will.
Game after game after game. It looks like I'm looking at the calendar in June. We have like seven games against the Twins just in a 2-week period too. So there's always an opportunity there to make some move. But we look forward to more of our talk next week as well as we continue on talking about Guardians baseball with Bobby D of the Cleveland Guardians. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week. Go Guardians.